From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Talk to me about housing. I see a little bit of light there at the end of the tunnel. I see a positive number, Andrew.
Yes, yes. Hey, before I do that, I've just got to say, next week when it opens, you've got to go and see More Than Gold, the Dame Val Adams story. I saw it last night at the premiere. Brilliant movie.
I saw a bit on the news. It looked very inspirational.
Incredible. Yeah, and we're going to earn some export dollars off it too, I think.
Excellent.
Anyway, right. What's happening in residential property? Well, what we're seeing, Mike, actually, what I think we're seeing is we're seeing an orderly decline in the housing market that I think it'll keep going. I think it will eventually get sort of, I'm picking 15 to 20%, but it's orderly at the moment. Now, when you look at the numbers, at the headline level, the New Zealand median price in New Zealand is actually up from September 2021 through to 22, and we've had a 1.4% increase from August, but those numbers are not seasonally adjusted. And at the moment, Mike, the thing that's happening here is these median numbers are throwing up some really interesting outcomes. I'll give you an example. If you look in the Auckland numbers, at North Shore, the North Shore area of Auckland is down 28.6%. But the medium numbers are being significantly affected by the composition and the distribution of property transactions. So more lower priced houses selling, and that's pulling the median price down. So I think to avoid some of these vagaries of the median calculations, you've got to look at the house price index. And nationally, the house price index is down 8.1% year on year. Auckland's down about 11%, or 11.2% exactly. Now, various of the bank economic departments, they look and they apply seasonal calculations to these numbers. If I look at the ANZ analysis, they estimate that house prices are down 11% from the November 2021 peak. The house price index in that calculation is down 12.6%. And I said, my gut feeling, Mike, is that the full impact of interest rate increases as they flow through the mortgage repricing cycle, I think a 15 to 20% fall is certainly within the realms of possibility. But before you all start freaking out about that, remember house prices rose, over 40% from 2020 through to 2021. So a 15 to 20% fall has to be put into that context. The weakest market in the country, Auckland and Wellington, sales have definitely been slowing. They're down around 11% year on year, so making life a little tougher for the real estate agents. And yes, if you look through the numbers, you can definitely see a larger number of sub $1 million properties being transacted. So the markets are softening, Michael. Though, yeah, if you do look through it, more first-time buyers seem to be in the mix.
Yes,
that's the anecdotal evidence. So there's always a silver lining on these things.
Exactly. And part of the problem is, as far as I can work out, you and I are the only ones left in the country, so selling a house might be a problem.
Yeah, here we go. Net migration, here we go. So the borders are opening. What's happening? Well, we are leaving. That is what is happening. So annual net migration, we have a net loss for the year ended August 2022, a net loss of about 11,000 people. So 59,600 arrivals, that's going down, and 70,500 departures, that's going up. Fascinating observation on the composition here, Mike. Roughly 11,000 people have left. That's 600 or so non-New Zealand citizens. The balance, so in excess of 10,000 New Zealand citizens are going. So it's New Zealand citizens who are now driving the migration loss. This time last year, similar net migration loss, but completely the opposite composition. Back then it was non-New Zealand citizens leading the charge. Now it's New Zealand citizens, big numbers going to Australia. Very quickly, I'll just talk about arrivals and departures. We talked yesterday about card spending, and we're getting that lift in hospitality spending. Speculated it could be the increase in tourists. Arrival and departure numbers do seem to support that. Annual arrivals exceeded 1 million in the August 2022 year. We haven't seen that since the end of 2020. You had 1.3 million arrivals in the year to August 2022. But if I go back to pre-COVID, Mike, if I look at the August 2019 numbers, you've got to compare that 1.3 million arrivals to 7.1 million. The numbers are steadily rising. We've seen that over the last 6 months. But for the first month in 2.5 years, holidays is the main reason given for people coming in. So they're coming back, but slowly.
Good on you. Numbers.
29,316 on the Dow Jones. It's up 77. That's about 0.25%. The S&P 500, 359, 4, up 5. That's 0.15%. And the NASDAQ, 10,441. That's up 0.14%. Overnight, the FTSE 100 down 59, 6826. The Nikkei down 4, 26,396. Shanghai Composite had a good day yesterday, up 46 points, 3025. The ASX 200 barely changed yesterday, 6647. We lost 83 points in the NZX 50, closing at 10,873. One Kiwi dollar at 0.56 against the US, 0.8933 against the Aussie, 0.5782 euro, 0.5060 pounds, 82.27 yen, gold $1,670, and Brent crude $92.33.
Catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.